We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama Daf Chaf Amud Beis, and we are beginning six lines from the bottom, beginning of a line. A little bit of a new sugya will bring a raya from our Mishnah, but the new sugya is called Zenena V'Zelei Chaser. It's a big sugya, and Metzem, we're going to start the sugya and learn it's a whole Amud Gemara, this big sugya of Zenena V'Zelei Chaser. Amud Chizta Rav Machama. Rav Chizta Rav Machama, Loi Havis Gaban Be'urta B'Truma, you weren't together with us in the Beis Medrash. You weren't close enough, they could come, or you weren't in the Beis Medrash. The Baila Mili Ma'isa, we had Gevaldig Shailas coming up, and you weren't there, we needed you there. Oma Mai Mili Ma'isa, what was the big Shailas that you had? Oma Lei, the Shailas was like this. Hadar B'chotze Chaveir Shleim Taita. If someone has, you see a guy has an open apartment, it's a furnished apartment, and you attack a needed apartment, so you move in. So, Tzarek La'al says, Chare Ein Tzarek, do you have to pay for it or not? Someone has a question, Hey Chidami, what's the case? Ilim chosle kaim lagra. If you're not planning on renting it out, the gavra le'ov lemeger, and this guy's not planning on renting a thing, he always like he's just a guest. So zeloinen of zelo chosle. So I'm not gaining anything, and you're not losing anything. So why would I have to pay? Because I'm not planning on renting anyway. You're not planning on renting it out anyway. So no one's losing anything. No one's been gaining anything. So no payment. Elo, what's the case? Bechotze kaim lagra. It's something that's up for rent. The gavra le'ov lemeger, and this guy needs a place to stay. So zeloinen of zelo chosle. It's pashut yechayiv. And while you're living there, you're not going to rent it out because over here, you're not going to rent it out because over here someone's in there. So it's Zechasa. Like Tzricha, the case is because like Kaim Lagra. It was not up for rent, the Gavra of Lamega, and it was over Lamega. So here it's a Shiloh, Zed Nena, Vizel Loy Chasa. He's not planning on renting that anyway because he's saving it for 6 months. He's moving in 6 months, whatever the case is. He's leaving it open for 6 months. And you move in, and you need a place to stay. So you're Nena, but he's not Chasa. My, Motomoli, my Chasaticha. What did you lose? You have anah. That was a shaila. So what's a shaila? Shaila is you have to pay for the anah alone. That's what sounds like the shaila is. He's not chasa and you have anah alone. Now what about the opposite case? What about if it's a chasa kaim l'agra, but I don't need a place to rent. I don't have a place to stay, and I go move in there. What's halacha there? Zok taisis, that place, it's pasha. In that case, you pasha your potter, he says. Because I wasn't Nena, I caused him a loss. It's a grom of alma. That's what Tosfos says. It's a grom of alma. I'm a gerim of a loss. I didn't actually cause him a loss because I didn't like to take something away from him. Because I'm there, you can't rent it out. It's a grom. Frank the player, sure, think about this. Comes out with saying, the chaser is not Yachayef chaser. So the chayra, so why every zen Nena, the zen chaser, are you sure chayef then? There's Nahana, we have a Shiloh if it pay for Hana. We just have a Shiloh if it pay for Hana. So why Zenev the Chos is Chayiv if the Chos you don't pay? So the Pei Yeshua, and this is the whole Sugya, is Avadi you have to pay for Hana. If you have Hana from someone, you have to pay for it. So what's the Shiloh? And that's why Zenev the Chos pays. Not because of the Chos, because I had Hana. What's the Shiloh of Zenev of Zen Loy Chos? Why you pay for Hana? What's the Shiloh? The Shiloh is if Kaifana be the stone or not. On one hand, you say, I'm having an O, you're right, I'm having an O. And I should pay for my an O. But for you, it made no difference. So why shouldn't you let me do it? Why are you charging me? Who, like, it makes a difference to you. So that's called, like, an idea of kaifin on me this time. So that would be the tzad, why zen nene, bezele chaser, is potter. Because it's my chasaticha. What do you lose? What do you care if I stay here? But the other tzad is, no, l'may say, I don't know. I have to pay for my no. That's the two tzadim of the shayla. But by zen nenev zel chaser, where I'm losing, so there's no kaif from me this time, I don't want to lose. That's why I don't want you to be here. So then you pay for that, no. That's the k'shmak of pshat gemara, and as we go through the sugi, we'll see how k'shmak this pshat is. So zok the gemara, vayit, on top, on the base now, so Rama come here to shayla. He says, oh, good shayla. So shayla is zen nenev zel loy chaser. The halacha is, that what the shaila is what the halacha is. So I tell you, it's a Mishnah. Amalei Sisa me, it's a Mishnah. Amalei Hema Sisa, which Mishnah? Amalei, so Rami Chama said, you want to know which Mishnah, you got to do me a service first. The Chitishamishli, when you serve me and show you a Talmud of mine, then I'll tell you Pshat. So Shaka Sudra, so he took Rami Chama Sudra, Rami Chisa took Rami Chama Sudra, Karakle folded up nicely. Amalei tells him, it's a Mishnah. Our Mishnah. If you're nana, you pay mashanana. So you see, you have to pay for the ana. So that was, and that was they left. Rav Chista, we got his first mishnah. You pay for the ana. Omar Rava, kamaloi chali. Well, what's the cash on this? Here it's chasa. Here it's chasa. Yes. Hamar Rava kamalei chali bloy margish gavra demari saya. Look how in Rama Chama has a las yata shmaya. No one even starts up with his truth, with his interpretations. The avikav loy domi lemastisim kipumene. Even though it's not comparable to our Mishnah, still leaves a kabbal. Because hai zed nena zed chasa. The case of Mishnah is that the behema was nena, and the owner was chaser. That's why you pay for it. The case of the house is zed nena zed chaser. So what's the din? So what's our Rama Chama? Rama Chama stam peiris shirabim afkuri mafkalu. Stam peiris shirabim are hefker, and therefore is no chaser. Therefore is no chaser. So fake to the kasha. So why do you have to pay for it then if it's hefker? What's going on here? Zog taisvis afkuri mafkalu. Zog taisvis loy legamri. He was mafkel agamri. The mekina fill mashen eres lameshalim el misyayish mehem. Shesavah sheskalkul mach mashiram daris maleim. Still needs a pshat. Okay, so it's the ayin. It's also hefker. So it's also to be part of. Talked about.
Even that would be hefker. It's shame.
No, we pay mashenenis. That's the law of mashen. Shame pays mashenenis. Mashenenis. But here we're asking the if it's hefker. So why paying anything? Talked about ram pshat toisvis. Toisvis says gum asiyayish. What's pshat toisvis? Talked toisvis. Talked to my ram. I'm a komak loy hefkiro. I'm kozman shemeskayim loy neskalku. What do you mean like this? He puts it into the. It's loy chas. You know why? Because he has this produce. He has to sell it. He knows if he leaves it long enough, it's going to get ruined. But he's trying to sell it. So therefore, it's still mine, and you have to pay mashenenis. But it's a loy chaser because it's not like ovid to sell, because it's not going to be sold in Maisa. Because at the end of the day, something's going to happen probably. He's going to say, he's not really expecting big stuff from it. So that's why Shtikla Dimyan, Rama Chama held Shtikla Dimyan to our case. So let's go Vaita and see if we can bring a riot to the Shaila of Zen Nena v'Zeh loy chaser. Tonight, we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is in Maseches Bava Basra. It says, "Hamakiv chaveru mishalosh ruchaisa." Someone buys fields around three sides around Shimon. You have Reuven has. We have a picture on the side on the Rashi that if Reuven buys a field on all three sides of Shimon, and then he makes a fence. V'godas or shaynav as a shniv as shishas. According to Rashi, it means the middle. In the middle, you make a fence between Reuven and Shimon. You make it on three sides. So the halacha is, ein mechayev noisa. You're not mechayev Shimon to pay for anything, because Shimon's field is still not surrounded. Horavius, but mashba. If you make a fourth wall, mechayev noisa, then you make Shimon pay for the wall. So what do you see? Shmamino, zeh nena, v'zeh lechos hachayev. L'chayev here, Shimon was nena, but Reuven wasn't chasa. Reuven is making the fence anyway. And because he covered, because he enclosed Shimon's field, Shimon got to pay for the game. So you see, Zeh nena, v'zeh lechasa is chayev. It's a riot to the Shiloh. And for the Gemara, it's not a riot. Why? Shani hasa, I'm dumb ali, at the gram, see a kefi yaseiro. You made me make a kefi yaseiro. What does that mean? Rashi says, the lav soda shal Shimon ben spain se doisov. If not for Shimon's field, have a saga of chitzach etzainus, enough to make the fence on the outside. The whole inside fence is because of you. The whole inside fence is because of you. That's what the tain is. That's what the tain is to the middle guy. So Tyson doesn't like this pshat because he says, "What's lashon akefi yaseira? The whole heck was for you." And also, what kind of tain is that? So Tyson says that we're talking about the outside fence. He's charging Shimon for the outside fence. What did Shimon make different? Because Shimon's field is in the middle, so makes you make the fence on the outside bigger. That's why I charged him for it. That's Tyson learned. So please, Rashi Tyson, I learned which fence you're talking about, the inside fence or the outside fence. What shver? You need to have what I said? There's two fences around Reuven's field. What?
But if you sound that he built the fourth fence, why can't he come out and do a third fence?
Because he's still open. You didn't do anything for him yet. Shimon's field is still open. Why do you have a fence? Not a manavshach. When told you have a fourth wall, there's no gain to Shimon. Because a fence in those days was that no one should get in. Right. So it's no fourth wall, you don't pay anything. That's good. Right? If you make a fourth field, you have to pay. Shaz, why do you have to pay? Zen, Evzalei Chaser, Evdi Gemara, Kepi Yisera. And what's shver?
Why does
Gavi
say make Shimon have to pay?
What?
The Kefi say it happens whether Shimon built the fourth wall or didn't.
No. There's no Hana then. You're right, the Kefi say it happens. There's no Hana then. Zen Nenav, Zen Loy Nenav, Zen Chos is not a problem. Not Chayefer. There was no hana, it's open. The hana only happens when they have a fourth wall. That's why that's the end of the fourth wall. It doesn't start. The shayla doesn't start until you have a fourth wall because your field's open. If I do security for your field and I cover three sides, not four sides, it's zero security. It's not called three quarters of security, it's zero because it doesn't have a fourth wall. I make a fourth wall, that's what it is. Like upon him, we're not going to get Tysus because it gets a little complicated sometimes. Like I see, he will just stay over here. The Pshat and Rashi is a Kefi Sera, just shred up Pshat a little bit because it's not a Kefi Sera. According to Rashi, that's the whole Kefa. But we're talking about the middle fence. Okay. Toshima, Omrav Yes, Omar Nikif Vigodar Seravitz. If the Nikif came himself, Rav Yesi argues on the Tanakama. We'll see in a second what. He holds Omar Nikif. But God does reveal. So Nikif came ahead and he made the fourth wall. So he's showing that I'm very happy with the other wall. But God can love us like hell. He make him pay for everything. Now we make a diak. Taima the God of Nikif. Hamakif the Makif is Potter. He argues in Tanakama. Shema mina zenena bezelechasa Potter. Because you see over here that if the Makif, the outside guy, Ruve, makes all four walls, what's the halacha? You're Potter. I, Shimon's gaining. Teretz is zen nene, vazele chaser, is potter. And even here, even the Rabbanon don't argue only because he could say hakefi yaseira. But if not, he would also agree it's potter. So you see, zen nene, vazele chaser, is potter. And for the Gemara, shani hasom, damalei, ledis sagali matir bazuza. The answer is that the guy could say, I didn't want such an expensive stone wall. I would have used a cheap wall. So that's why I'm not paying. So you have to say, I didn't find any safer besides from a sifter, but same a certain safer that the echnam you have to pay azuz. You have to pay azuz because he said I would have made a wall of azuz, but you don't have to pay full price. You don't have to pay full price. But in any case, we're saying right now that really the more I want to make a raya that zen nena vezele chaso will be potter. So if that's true, so why if the nikkav we made the wall, so why then we be chayiv? Your Megal, I wanted that. Okay. But Zen Emezel Lechaser is part of going there. So why? So it's not Taisvis. Because he was Megala that he's Nichle by Yitzah. So once he's Nichle by Yitzah, they want to spend money. So then it's not like he's going to someone's house and planning to do it free. It looks like he wants to pay for it, and that's how he have to pay.
For a quarter of the price.
And once you see he's ready to open his pocketbooks, then we know he wants to pay already. So that's what we're saying. So no rice, till Shaila stol, or Zen Nana, Vizeli Chasa. Toshima, let's bring it all right. Habayis Aliyah Shoshtaim. Someone owned a Beshutvis, a house. One guy owned the bottom floor, and another guy owned the top floor. And it fell down, Shnaf floor, it fell down. So now, the second floor can't build until the first floor builds his house. Oma Ba'aliyah Ba'alabayis, live nice. He tells him, you know, please build your house, I want to build my second floor. But when he writes, he doesn't want. What could a Baaliyah do? A Baaliyah, Baina Abayis, he builds the first floor, V'yoshiba, and he lives there. Until he gets paid for his expenses that he built it. And then, once he gets paid, he'll build the second floor. So the Gemara says, Yitzioysev with the Mechayiv Lai, Baal Abayis. The Baal Abayis Chayiv Yitzioysev, Haskaroi, that the rent that he lived there, Loi. Lamaisa, the first guy, the bottom guy, owns that space. And I built the house in that space. It's your house, really. You owe me the money for the house, but it's your house. I'm living it rent-free. You owe me money for the house, I'm living rent-free. So, Chayro, what's Pshat? Shema mino, Zen nene, v'zele chaser, is potter. You see a potter. Here it's called Nahana, he's living there. But it's loy chaser because the Baal Bayis wasn't building a house anyway, so he's not losing anything. But you see a potter. So, Chayro, so you see that the riot is that you're potter. Tomorrow, Shani Hassan, the base of Aliyah Mishtabed. The reason why he part there is because the bias is Meshubba to Aliyah. That the bias is Meshubba Aliyah. Therefore, I have a right to stay here. Because you have to build your bias so I can build my thing on top of it. So I have a little bit of ownership over here. I have a little shibud. I have a lien. You're responsible. So therefore, I can stay in the house. That's the Moros Teretz. Maybe really Zainul Chasas Chayiv. Here, you're responsible to providing me with the first floor so I can build a second floor. Therefore, I have a little din in your house. Therefore, I don't have to pay rent. Toshima, who the argues? Toshima, who the imer? Avze, this person also, dar b'chatz chaver shlom daita, chaklaz eskar. He has to pay for it. Shema mino. So, who the holds you have to pay for it? Shema mino zeh nenev zeh lechos eskayiv. You see, Zen of the Chazal Chayiv, and like Tosfos speaks out, even the Rabbanon only argue because Bayis Aliyah Mishtabed, but Etzem you have to pay. So you see from Yehuda, Zen and Avzal Chazal is Chayiv. Because here again, the bottom guy is not losing anything because he didn't have a house anyway, and here you're living in his house, Yechayiv. Because the walls get black. The Maaseh, the walls get black a little bit. They have to pay full rent. So what's Pshat in the Gemara's Teretz? So if you what we explained before, it's very geshmak. Because really, you have to pay for your no. The whole reason why we say by Lechasa you wouldn't have to pay is because Kaifan Amida Stoim. Because why not? Here I have a reason why not. I want a fresh house. I don't want a house that's a little bit black. And therefore I could charge them the entire no. Blackening the walls are not don't cost that much as rent. A paint job costs $1,000. I'm paying $2,000 a month. So what's the reason why you have to pay? Because a nana. It's a loichasa. It's a little bit chasa. A little bit chasa right, it pays for the whole anah. Because no kai for me this done. This is if you're not paying Yeshua's pshat, it's very good shmat. Hey, I learned pshat in Gemara, and it's right later on like that also, that even though it's a small loss, but that's enough to make a zen of the chasa, you have to pay for your entire hana.
They were earlier the same thing.
Then what was more a loss for? No, both the bias leaders don't discuss more bias aliyah. The only reason Rabbana hold you don't pay rent is because it's the argument who does because it's meshuvit. But it's the same thing. Echanami, it's called zenen of a zechasa. The case of a fall, you're asking there, it was an old house. That's what you're asking. Very good. You're asking the whole shiloh of double chasa. Every time I say that, there was an old house. It wasn't getting more black. Nothing was happening.
Right,
it wasn't enough chasa. It wasn't enough chasa that way. Here, it's a brand new house. A brand new house is different. You take a house that was, he's not going to kill the house. He's going to keep the house in good condition. A brand new house means that even though it wasn't etzim a loss, just like it's not fresh anymore. That alone is considered a loss. And actually, the shalah here is what happened to shalah ribbis over here. If you think about it, the bias guy, the bottom guy, owes money to the top guy. And because the Aliyah is not charging on the spot, he let him stay rent-free. So it looks like Ribbis really. So this is the whole Shaila. What happened to Issa Ribbis? Look at your, listen to look at your local rabbi for the answer to that kasha. What happened to Ribbis? So the Gemara Vayta. Rab Ami, the Shalchu Rab Ami, they sent the Shaila of Zenen of the Chasa to Rab Ami. Omar, v'chima asoloi, so he answered, Yipater, v'chima asoloi, ma chosru, ma azikoi. What did that guy lose? What do you lose? You don't have to pay. That's what Ami said. He sent the shah to Rabchiya Ba'aba. Omar, Nesiyash of Adava. I have to look into it. Hoda Shachu Kameh to Rabchiya Ba'aba. Again, they sent him the shah again. Omar, you already sent it to me. Kuli Hai Shachuli. But also, you keep on sending the same shah. You will ask the time, Mila Shachanalo. If I would have had an answer, I would have sent it to you already. Itmar, Rabchanar Vyechron, in its heart, Laz Eschar. Vyechron says, you don't have to pay for it. Zen then Vizel Chosu, you don't have to pay. Rav Ol Reuchlin and Tzarchla Azkar, you do have to pay. So Rav Ol Sevshem Reuchlin, different than Rav Kana Sevshem Reuchlin. So I'm not Papa, hi to Rav Ol, they say I'm Sevshem Reuchlin, it's not my first Rav Reuchlin. Lava Feirish Itmar, El B'chol Itmar, the Tanah Lutin and Mishnah. What was the Chol Itmar? The Tanah Lutin and Mishnah. Not all Evan and Kairish Hektish, if a Gizbar, he's a treasurer of Hektish, he took a stone or a beam of Hektish, HaRezeh Loimal, if he took it alone, there's no Me'ilah. Nostal L'chaveiroi, if he gave it to his friend, who ma'al v'chaver le'mal? If he gave it to his friend, he is ma'al, but his friend is not ma'al. Why? Because he's the one who's being mitzi it from Shush Hektish. The Gizbar is giving it to his friend, he was mitzi it from Hektish, he's ma'al. What about if the Gizbar built it into his house? Bono sech beisa, yareze loy ma'al. He's not ma'al. Actually, yidah tachtayot, he lives under it, shava pruta. Rama Shmuel. Shmuel says that if he builds it into his house in a way that was a shinu, he becomes part of his house, then Avada the Me'ilah right away. The Gizbar has Chayav Me'ilah. Here the case was, he didn't build it into this house. He just had an opening on the roof. It was like a skylight. They put it over the skylight in order to protect him from the elements. So there's no Shinui. So there, you're only Chayav when you're Nena Shava Pruta. So that was a story. That was a Mishnah and a Sugya by Me'ilah. The Yosef Rabbi Vol Kamei Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Vol was sitting in front of Yechon, Rabbi Kamei Shmei Shmuel, and he said from Shem Shmuel, Zoy Se Meres, from this halacha we learn, Hador B'chotze Chaver, Shlom Yudai Tzor Lal Yishar. Here, you're sitting under this beam without asking Hektish, and it's like Zen Nenev Zel Echaser, and you have to pay. So you see from here, Zen Nenev Zel Echaser is Chayif. V'shosak Lei. And Rabbi Yechon was quiet. So therefore, Rabbi Vol says Shem Rabbi Yechon on, Sarach lahalas eschar, because here it says as meila, it's zen nena vezel echaser, and he was quiet. He said here to raya zen mechaz chayiv, and Rabbi Yechon was quiet. So Iu Savra of all thought the Shasik Moidle was Moida. Valahi. It's not Psha's Moida. He couldn't care less what he was saying. He didn't care what he was saying because he held he was wrong. Why could the rabba? The Amar Rabba, Hekdesh Shloim Medas, Hekdesh Shloim Medas is Kehediat Medas Dami. It's like a Hediat that's Medas. Now what does that mean? Kehediat Medas. What does that have to do with anything? What Hediat Medas? So Rashi learns that Hediat Medas means, you see the Bam Rashi, Behekdesh Lekhem Shloim Medas, Das Chin Eka Hekdesh Medas Dami. It's like Hediat Medas. So Frank Tysus, okay, so it's Hediat Medas. And if he knows about it, that makes you more chayiv by zenena v'zelechosos. It's not right. It's right. Zenena v'zelechosos. Chayiv. What's the difference if he knows about it or not? I know Hekdesh is a Kosh Baruch. He knows everything. So it's b'da. So therefore what? So Zok Tosis explains the way we understand Tosis like this. That the halacha is, if a guy is moicha, when you go into my house, that I'm not planning on renting. If zenena v'zelechosos. But I say, I don't want you there. The halacha is, you could be moicha. And that's, and if you're moicha, then the taka have to pay. If I'm moicha, you have to pay. So by hekdesh, it's always like you're being moicha, because the Torah says you're not be nana from hekdesh. There's an issa v'ila. So therefore, it's always like you're being moicha, and that's why you're chayiv there. Vada zena v'lechosa by shloim midaita is potter. But if I am moicha, then everyone agrees you're chayiv. Here by hekdesh, it's always considered like a moicha, and that's why you are chayiv. That's how Tosfos learns the Gemara. So bottom line is, that's not a klar rai that Rabbi Yechon holds, zen nenev, zel echos is chayiv. And we have the other Rabbi Yechon says that yitaka potter. And we said, pshat is quite from this time. But that yichayiv is not a rai, because here is hekdesh, and hekdesh is like being moicha, and by moicha, when someone says he can't do it, he reacts to it and says, no, the loch is that everyone agrees there, it's taka chayiv, lahalas les chayiv.